A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. The context here is of Moses coming down from the mount with a measure of glory, because the old covenant came with some glory, but it was a fading glory. For God withheld his fullness of glory until the new covenant would come. As it says in verse 11, much more will be revealed, and that is permanent glory. And it comes with the Lord Jesus Christ, the full revelation of him. We've looked at previous verses where God says that the scriptures are veiled to those whose hearts and minds are hardened. We've looked at the answer for that, and that is a wholehearted turning to the Lord Jesus himself. And then he comes by his Spirit and removes the veil. And now the climax of this is that with the unveiled face we behold the glory of the Lord. Is your face unveiled, or is it still veiled because of some sin that you clutch onto stubbornly, not wanting to let it go, not bringing it to God for cleansing and forgiveness? Well, the Bible makes it clear that you fall into the same category of the Jews whose minds were hardened, and that when they read the scriptures to this day, there is a veil and they cannot understand and see that glory. The Lord reveals himself through the scripture. Remember that Jesus Christ is known as the Word. And when he comes by his Spirit and removes the veil, because we've turned to him completely and he's revealed himself, well, with an unveiled face, then you can behold the Lord's glory. Has it ever struck you as so magnificent that words fail to express the glory of the Lord? Or is it something that is a hidden, veiled thing from you, that you don't understand what it means about the glory? What is glory, you ask? And it is because your heart and mind are still veiled. You cannot see. But when you look into the scriptures with an unveiled face, free from sin, because it speaks in the previous verse about the presence of the Lord by his Spirit granting freedom, then you experience God in his fullness.